This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, at home, at work, on the roads, the highways, the byways, the back rooms. People on patrol, people delivering, people moving people, and people moving products. Legal products, of course. Here is where I am, or this is where I'm at, every single weekday. I get started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means I've been hanging out for 2 hours already. I'm going to be here for two more. You can always listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can lock in on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. My main man, super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down on the boards. And me, I'm in the studio, surrounded by screens. I don't know what this one does. This one has basketball. This one has news. This one has callers. This one is the board. There's just a lot of screens in here. Anyway, right now, this minute, this second, in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Indiana Pacers lead the Bucks 63-56. If the Milwaukee Bucks lose this game, the season is over. Damian Lillard has 19 points in this game. We know that he's been battling a busted up Achilles, sprained his ankle real bad the other night. And the Pacers, they're just trying to get this over with, and I can't blame them. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis been gone with that calf, and I don't expect to see him this series. If the Bucks move on, yeah, they maybe probably will see Giannis, but they may not move on. Right now, the Pacers are just still rolling 68-56. We'll keep you up to date. And we've had a busy show so far. We talked about a potential, I don't want to say move for Justin Fields, but it's been reported that he might be utilized as a kick returner. We know the NFL has new kick return rules. Kick is kind of by himself at the 35. The kickoff defenders, kickoff team is going to be closer to the return team to eliminate some of those high-speed collisions. And now we also have two players who will be eligible to return the football for the returning team. And so maybe Justin Fields will get a chance. If I'm him, I don't want to do nothing but play quarterback. I don't want to be pigeonholed into another position. I'm a QB, and let's just leave it there. Also, earlier on in the show, we spoke to Sam Quinn from CBS Sports, covers all things basketball. Feels the Celtics are going to represent the East in the NBA Finals. No big shock there. And in the West, no damn idea. None. Is it the Nuggets? Is it the Wolves? Is it the Thunder? The Wolves are looking good. Let's see what happens. Now, this is a series I can't wait for. The Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. That's going to be a good one. Eagerly anticipating that. And you know what? Next break, let's talk about the Suns, because that is a joke going on out there. It really is. This is why sometimes the owners need to shut the hell up. But we'll hear from Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, in the next break. Speaking of a few ridiculous things, we'll get into the Sixers in a minute. Hickey, what the hell is going on with the Lakers? We got coaching news already?
Yes, and it's not the coaching news you would think. So Darvin Ham, as we speak, is still employed by the Lakers.
Okay, he didn't get fired yet.
He did not get fired. He technically is still the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
But
you said it earlier in the show, there's reports out there, it's expected he will be fired at some point soon. So when basically the unofficial news, we're still waiting for it to become official, there's always now some thoughts on what is going forward. According to ESPN reporter Dave McMenamin, their Lakers beat reporter, does a tremendous job. Two names that, according to him, are quote-unquote real candidates for the Lakers head coaching position. One of them, L.A. native, current right now Clippers head coach Ty Lue. The other, J.J. Redick.
Bruh.
Again, according to Dave McMenamin.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What?
That's right.
So, Tyronn Lue, we got to let things play out, right? Is this how this goes? We got to let things play out?
I would say that is very fair. But as you accurately described, was it about an hour and a half ago with the doom and gloom of the Clippers' future with Kawhi, with
elderly.
Paul George.
Elderly.
Yes. With their roster, maybe if you're Ty Lue, you want to go, well, I guess you're going from one elderly team to another, but hey.
Wow. Like, you can't make this stuff up. The Clippers are going to eventually lose. So we know that much. Ty Lue famously played for the Los Angeles Lakers. Ty Lue was stepped over by Allen Iverson. And Ty Lue, let's keep in mind, he was the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Won a championship with the Cavaliers when some guy named LeBron James decided to go home. And so this would be someone that LeBron James is familiar with. We've all heard the stories about how Ty Lue did not give a damn. He was someone who was willing to hold LeBron James accountable. And when you look at how the Los Angeles Lakers, the team, treated Darvin Ham, he was just like, they didn't even look the guy in the face during the huddles. They just like, oh, here comes Grandpa. They had no respect for this man. Ty Lue, and you think about the team that he coaches now, you don't hear nothing negative. Nobody blames Ty Lue. What are you going to say? I mean, he got to coach an oft-injured Kawhi Leonard who's dealing with knee soreness again, irritation, inflammation, whatever. Russell Westbrook is coming off the bench. Paul George is, meh. I don't care what he did in the regular season. He ain't no superstar. He ain't no star anymore. He's still a star in name, but he's just a decent guy. And then you got James Harden, who's also bleh. You don't hear a bad word about Ty Lue, ever. And so I guess that makes sense. It would not be a shocker if Ty Lue up, went, and left, and then he went and coached the Lakers. Hickey, I thought Steve Ballmer had all the money. He can't keep his own guy? Can't throw him the paper?
That's what I thought. I mean, if you're especially Steve Ballmer, when you're getting ready to open up your new arena, I don't know if you want to let one of the best coaches in the NBA not only go, but go to your crosstown rival. I mean, he's under contract for a year. I don't know if the Lakers are willing to trade for him. I don't know. That's going to be interesting. But I'm not so sure that Steve Ballmer is going to let him go.
The Clippers and the Angels are just losers.
Losing teams to the bigger team in the market, or losing players to the bigger team in the market?
Yeah, they're just losing. There's no other way. Like, how can you be a fan? And I get it. We got a lot of bum, awful, terrible teams all over North America. I'm sure wherever the hell you live and you're listening right now, you got a terrible team. I know. Maybe. But do you have two? Imagine having two teams where you live and you're a fan of the garbage one. I mean, wow. And Hickey, even the Yankees and the Mets is not even that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the Mets are just, they're not like they're trash. I mean, the Mets have been to a World Series more recently than the Yankees and not by that damn long, you know? So it's not the same. I don't know, for whatever reason, and we can get into the New York and maybe Chicago. You think about the Cubs? Oh, hell yeah. Cubs are the big brother. White Sox exist, right? Okay. You think about New York. You got the Jets and the Giants. Giants are the big brother. The Jets exist. They're just a joke. The Mets exist with the Yankees. Okay, you can't compete with a team that's been around for 120 years. Okay, we get it. The Mets are like the bastard child of the Dodgers and Giants leaving for Los Angeles. And then you go to Los Angeles, and for whatever reason, those teams, it's ridiculous how wide the gap is between the Dodgers and the Angels, who are trying to adopt Los Angeles as their team, and then Anaheim. And then you got the Clippers. I think you just said it. You got Steve Ballmer, paid all this money to open up a stadium. Had to pay money to Dolan. Yeah, James Dolan owns the Forum out there. Just to say, hey, I want to open up the stadium in the area. And now his coach is leaving for the Lakers? It's like it's the Clippers, who last night might have played their final game at the Staples Center. They lost to the Dallas Mavericks. They can't avoid the Lakers. They can't run away from the Lakers. They can't get away from them if they wanted to. Because you got a coach. You can move out the building, but you're still losing to the purple and gold? It's sad. It's more than sad. That's pathetic. And then, Hickey, we didn't even get into the other guy. J.J. Redick as a coach? Like, what is this? Was this a plot, a scheme, plot by LeBron and J.J.? Let's do a podcast together where we talk X's and O's, and that way I can show everybody how much of a genius you are, and you can coach the team. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, that's a thought shared by Rashad McCants, who believed that to be the case, that that's why they're starting the whole podcast. I mean, they dive right deep right in X's and O's and talk about all these situations. Maybe it's LeBron testing JJ's acumen to see if he'd be a good coach or not.
Oh, my God.
You've seen LeBron play chess before, right?
Help me out here. Where has J.J. Redick coached before?
Nowhere.
Ah. Okay.
But
yes.
He is the analyst on ESPN, which now is becoming almost a breeding ground for NBA head coaches.
Who am I missing here?
Doc Rivers.
Oh, well, come on. No. Come on. Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson got fired. Wait. Wasn't Mark on TV before he got to the Warriors? And then he went back, right?
Oh, you know, I think you're right, but I don't 100% remember.
I think Mark Jackson was on television before he became Warriors coach, and now he's not back on TV. They just fired him. Man. And who's doing the finals again? I can't even remember it so bad.
This year?
I already want to mute it. It's Mike Breen, Doris Burke, and is it J.J. Redick?
That's right. He replaced Doc Rivers.
Oh, my God.
That seat is now just you sit there, you do a few games, then boom, you're hired by an NBA team.
I didn't want to hear Doc Rivers for the finals anyway. I didn't hear him call one game because I'm sitting here on the radio, so I never heard him. And nobody wants to hear these guys. That's just the facts. And J.J. Redick? I mean, if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, you want to know what's more important right now? The players, man, it's the players. Is J.J. Redick going to go out there and knock down threes? Like, what are we expecting from J.J. Redick? Is he going to coach Anthony Davis to play harder at the end of games? Is he going to give LeBron James a sip of the fountain of youth so he can at least maintain what he's doing? Like, the team sucks. Like, D'Angelo Russell was garbage. Austin Reeves is good. But outside of that, what do you have that's reliable? The answer is nothing. And so to bring in J.J. Redick, yeah, it sounds nice. But what happens if that doesn't work? What happens if the team sucks? Who are you going to blame then? It's like the Los Angeles Lakers are doing every and anything to kiss the ass of LeBron. And I guess you have to. Even if it means bringing in a guy in J.J. Redick who has no head coaching experience. This man has sat on ESPN and yelled about old basketball players being firefighters and plumbers. This man is yelling one day with Kendrick Perkins, and then he's the Lakers coach the next? It's just, and he's sitting around with LeBron on a podcast. Hickey, what else do they do to make LeBron feel good? They're going to draft his son, who's probably not good enough to be an NBA player right now.
Yep.
They're going to hire his buddy from a podcast. What are they going to do next? Tell Rich Paul quit the agency and become GM? Like, is that next?
Possibly. I mean, I know LeBron wants to own the team in Vegas that eventually expands there. I don't know if the Lakers want to say, hey, we'll raise our hand and move the franchise to Vegas and also make LeBron owner and player. Maybe that could, you know, keep him happy.
I know what's going to happen. Jeannie Buss is going to sell LeBron. It's a hush-hush deal because you're not supposed to do it. She's going to sell the team to LeBron and XYZ Group whenever he retires. That's the icing on the cape to keep him there for the next, I don't know, 2-3 years.
Only player ever to go from player to owner in one offseason.
Yeah. You know, Michael Jordan thought that something like that was going to happen for him. He ended up being management for Washington, thought that he was going to get a piece of the team, didn't work out, and he left. He's like, man, I'm out of here. I done played and did all of this, and I still don't own the team. Michael Jordan went down to Charlotte, and, well, damn it, he just cashed out. Los Angeles Lakers willing to do anything to keep LeBron. Thank you for sharing that, Hickey. Who is it? So Ty Lue and J.J. Redick. Did he say potential candidates, or they're thinking of, what was the?
They are quote unquote real candidates for the head coaching job.
Oh my God. Real candidates.
Real
Wow.
Real candidates.
Wow. I don't want to call it a disaster. People don't remember this. And maybe I'm making this up. Maybe I was living in a dream. No, Steve Nash. Yeah, he never played because he was always hurt. Steve Nash coached Brooklyn and did nothing. They had an all-star team. People always talk about the team with Durant and Harden and Kyrie. People forget that Steve Nash was the coach, and what happened there? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Poor Steve Nash. He was also on that Lakers team, and he wasn't even healthy enough to play. What a world we live in. The Lakers are just very interesting. Just giving LeBron James the world by any means necessary. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of changes, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, this is a wild one. Everybody loves Charles Barkley, right? You love him. Even if you don't like him, you still love to hear what he has to say. There might be some changes with the NBA on TNT. Charles Barkley. There's a real chance, speaking of real things, there's a real chance that Charles Barkley could go elsewhere. I'm going to explain. As a matter of fact, the NBA on TNT, it might be over. I'm going to explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Indiana leads Milwaukee 85-74. The game is on TNT. And if you know TNT, you know it has the best pregame, halftime. It has the best studio show in all of sports. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Charles Barkley, who's one of the best television personalities that we have ever seen, sports or not. Kenny Smith, Shaquille O'Neal, Ernie Johnson. It's crazy to think there was a point in time where it was just three of them with no Shaq. It's been absolutely amazing for almost the past 20 years. A lot of fun. It might be coming to an end. You know, yesterday I shared with you that the NBA could be moving on to a new broadcast partner at the end of next season. So as of right now, we know NBA games are pretty much split between TNT You also got ESPN, ABC, and that's who has the rights. Well, I told you yesterday, it appears that we got entities like NBC that are willing to pay $1 billion more to broadcast NBA games. And then we even have Amazon, who might be looking to steal the games away, the rights to broadcast the games away from TNT. And so what does this mean? It means that if there's no games on TNT, that there's no need for an inside the NBA, right? There's no need for a Charles Barkley, a Shaq, a Kenny Smith, an Ernie Johnson. And these guys just signed long-term contracts, right? So, but why have a deal if there's no basketball? Why have a studio show when you're not getting ready to broadcast the games? Seems like a waste of time, doesn't it? Well, Charles Barkley, he was actually on the air, ESPN Cleveland, and he said that if Turner loses the games, or Warner Brothers, Turner loses the games, that Charles Barkley, he can leave.
I just signed a 10-year deal 2 years ago, but one of the things I did, I put an opt-out after a couple years in case, because I wanted to make sure I covered my ass when it comes to this situation. If I wanted to go to Amazon or because we thought it was going to be Apple, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So the one thing I did in my new contract, I'm 2 years into a 10-year deal. And when I sit down, I said, wait a minute. Now, if you guys lose the NBA, I want to make sure that I can get out of here.
Right.
And so I am actually in a really great position.
And it's not just Charles Barkley. He has also shared it publicly that his castmates pretty much have the same deal. And it makes all the sense in the world, because why the hell would any of them have jobs if they're not going to have rights to broadcast the games? Charles Barkley also said that, yeah, if he moved on somewhere else, of course, he would want to bring those guys with him. He would want to still be in the same show. So we might have Inside the NBA, although it might be a different show on Amazon, streaming on Amazon. We know Amazon has stolen away Thursday Night Football. Is Amazon going to steal NBA basketball? I mean, it very well could be next. Hickey, big deal, small deal, don't care?
I would say small deal. Small deal, because some people that have TNT will not have, do not have, will not get Amazon, so they'll not see Charles, Shaq, Kenny, and Ernie, which stinks. But, I mean, as long as they're together, wherever the network is or whatever the streaming service may be, it doesn't matter. That'll still be a great show. So, like, in reality, we'll still have them, just maybe where we go find them is different. So I'll say a little bit of a tiny deal, but mostly not.
Yeah, I don't know, deal at all. I expect Amazon to end up with basketball rights, NBA rights. Like, whatever amount of money that they have to throw at this, it wouldn't shock me if this left Warner Brothers Turner. I fully expect it. Are they going to keep some games? I don't know. I think ESPN, ABC will definitely keep some games. Amazon will probably snatch some up. And this is where we're at right now. I mean, look, even how old is Thursday Night Football? Is it 15 years old? Like, it doesn't, I remember a point in time going, like, we got Sunday, we got Monday, and now we got Thursday? And so things change. And we know the world is all about streaming right now. And there's going to come a point in time where if you don't stream, then you just going to miss out. And people are willing to pay, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, the first time I ever heard of Amazon, they were selling books. And that was just the entry into business. Like, I don't even know, Hickey, how would you describe Amazon as a company? Thursday Night Football, by the way, got started. Damn, it's almost 20 years. Wow. 2006, we've had Thursday Night Football. Wow.
Great. And what, three networks, right? Didn't it start on NFL Network?
NFL Network had it.
And Fox.
Are you kidding? Wow. This is so crazy. Thursday Night Football has always been on the NFL Network from 2006 to 2021. It was on CBS for 3 years, 2014 to 2017. I don't recall that.
Same.
It was on NBC from 2016 to 2017. I vaguely remember that. Fox had Thursday Night Football from 2018 to 2021. I don't remember that at all. And it's Prime Video, at least partially, since 2017. I do not remember Thursday Night Football on Fox. Do you remember that?
It's funny. That's the only one I remember. I don't remember CBS at all, and I don't really even remember NBC. The one with Fox, I remember vividly. Maybe it's because it's sort of recently, but
I don't.
That's
maybe
funny.
Part of it was, I guess, in the COVID year in 2021. In 2019, I was doing a morning show here in Atlanta on a hip-hop station. Yeah, 2018, I don't know what the hell was going on. Wow. NFL owns everything, and now they're going to have a game in Brazil on a Friday night, and that is going to be via Amazon. Hickey, what the hell is Amazon? How would you describe Amazon as a company?
At this point, it feels like a catch-all. But like, I don't, at this point, like, what don't they do? Like, anything you could possibly want in your life. Do they do food? I don't know if they do food.
Yeah, you can get groceries delivered to your house via Amazon. You can.
So there's nothing that in your life that you need to order that, for the most part, can't be ordered on Amazon. Now you can watch TV, watch movies, watch sports. Like, literally everything you need in life is in one location. It's crazy.
If you, Amazon is for people who never want to leave their house, ever.
100%.
You want to watch basketball? We got you. You want to watch the most popular sport in America, the NFL, most popular league? We got you. You need groceries sent to your house? We got you. You need food, groceries? We got you. You need toys? We got you. Do you need a tire? Hickey, they sell tires on Amazon, right? They have to.
I'm sure. I mean, I would be shocked if they don't.
Come on. I'm going to go to the Amazon app right now. Amazon. You know, I'll tell you this. Tire.
Probably bike tire, car tire.
Amazon.
Tricycle tire.
I can get Pirelli tires from Amazon.
There you go.
I can get a singular Michelin tire from Amazon.
They don't sell them in force? Interesting.
I can get one tire. I can get a fit. I can have it delivered to my house on Saturday.
If you ever get a flat, you're in good hands then.
I can get a tire inflator for $55. This is crazy. This is why Amazon, and they had grocery stores. I think they're shutting those down. It's the stupid Alexa. You can talk in your house. Hey, order me paper towels. You can ask Alexa to play the Infinity Sports Network. This is a crazy world. Is Rich Ackerman, he's hanging out with us for the news. Is he here?
I am.
Rich, are you use Amazon?
Of course.
You watching? You ordering? What are you doing with it?
If I need something in particular, I'll go there because, you know what? I don't have to stand on a line. I love the old brick and mortar store, but if I don't have to stand on a line and I know I can get it by tomorrow and I don't need it right now, it's just two clicks and boom.
Yeah, that's crazy. What a world. Like this, think about, are we going to, Rich, do you think we're going to have, like, look at the stores that have shut down over the past 10, 15 years because of something like Amazon. There is no Radio Shack. There is no Toys R Us. The malls are like ghost towns. Like, what is the last store? Just clothing stores, maybe? That's it, right?
No, I'm not sure. It is, on one hand, you hate progress, or you hate the way progress has robbed, you know, the mall or whatever store, like you mentioned, Radio Shack, etc. But on the other hand, the other stores don't do it right. So, you know, you got to give a tip of the cap to Amazon.
You mean other stores didn't do it right? They got beat by I can't even call them competition. They got swallowed by technology. That's, what a world. Hickey, you use Amazon, right? Do you?
Not that much, but I do have it, yes.
Not that much? Like, you watching a movie on Amazon? You ordering, hey, I broke something in the house. I need a spatula.
I like to just go out and get it. I'm more of a I need it right now sort of person. So usually for a lot of that stuff, I'll just go right to the store and go get it myself. And I don't like, I'm not going to knock the products. They have some good stuff. But, like, it depends on what you want. There are plenty of places I can go that I feel better about the quality, we'll say, than Amazon.
Oh, Amazon, you can buy high quality, low quality. You can.
I'm not saying you can. I'm just, I feel better about going to the other website, like the direct-to-consumer website versus Amazon that's reselling it.
Yeah, well, it's not always resale, man. It's crazy. I needed my car battery charged. I'm like, man, I need a new one. I had one delivered to my house in 3 hours.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, you. How about this? This is real life. A couple of months ago, I was fooling around with my car like an idiot, and I did something. I ran the battery out, and I'm like, crap. I gotta go to do the show. I had to come here to do the show, and I said I don't have time to go get a charger. You know, before the show. By the time the show is done, all of the stores are going to be closed. I need my car in the next morning. You know what I did? I opened up Amazon. I said, oh, crap, I can have one delivered here to the house over the next 4 hours. By the time I got back home, the charger was waiting right there for me. Like, these are the conveniences that I couldn't even think about, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. If you forgot something, you forgot something, you were screwed. You have to wait until the next day to have it ordered. Amazon can have this for you at your doorstep at 3 a.m. And now they're getting ready to have NBA games. And so what they do next, I have no idea. I guess Amazon or Apple are also building the robots to take us over. So I guess we got to wait. Wild, wild world. And let's see. They're going to end up with this basketball. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and unless Amazon takes us over on the other side, we're going to talk about the Phoenix Suns, because the Phoenix Suns are also an organization that have lost their mind. Not as progressive as Amazon. I think they're kind of crazy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This is great. The Pacers are beating up on Milwaukee, 106-88. Less than 7 minutes left in the game. It's now 108-88. Indiana got to get this over with. I'd love to see the Bucks healthy, but they're not. Damian Lillard is running around out there. Giannis hasn't played in this series at all because of that calf injury. Let's move on to the next round. The Milwaukee Bucks, they're not ready for it this go round, and we'll let you know when this game is done. And who knows? It ain't over till it's over. 6 minutes, still enough time to do some damage. Whoever wins this game, or excuse me, if the Pacers win this game, they await the winner between the Knicks and the 76ers. That game gets underway in about 15 minutes. So we'll keep you up to date as much as we can here on the Infinity Sports Network. Indiana leading 110-91, 6 minutes left in the game. These teams are still alive. A team that was pretty much shut down earlier this week, season ended, the Phoenix Suns. Disappointing. They didn't pick up one victory, not one victory, against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're swept. If I would have told you at the beginning of the season that in a playoff series, a combination of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal wouldn't win one playoff game, I would have said, you're crazy, you're bugging. And we've heard all of the stories. It's like, oh, well, Kevin Durant wasn't happy with his role, and Frank Vogel needs to go. It's a disaster. The team has no depth. I mean, Bradley Beal, you can't count on him to be healthy, let alone actually make a damn shot. They have these gigantic contracts. So Bradley Beal is going to be making money until 2027, $57 million a year. Nurkic is the fourth best player, and he don't got a backbone worth a damn. They're screwed. Kevin Durant is going to be 36 years old later this year. Bradley Beal is like an old 30 years old. This team looks cooked. And for whatever reason, their owner, Matt Ishbia, spoke to the media, and he sounded very optimistic about what this team could do. And it's a little surprising. He just got the team, just bought the squad a couple of seasons ago. Well, actually, last year he bought the squad from Sarver. This man actually played college basketball at Michigan State. He became a billionaire in the mortgage industry. And his big splashes were to trade for Kevin Durant and then to trade for Bradley Beal. Granted, the man did not coach or play in the NBA. He played at Michigan State, walk-on point guard, on the national championship team in the year 2000. You would think that he knows something about basketball, but listen to his explanation about the Suns and their future. Tell me whether or not he's crazy.
Oh, it's extremely fixable. I mean, let's just be real, although this isn't a cool narrative and the national media really won't want to play it out there, but like, ask the other 29 GMs. 26 of them would trade their whole team for our whole team and our draft picks and everything as is. Like, the house is not on fire. We're in great position. It's not hard to fix. It's not like we're like, hey, we don't have enough talent to win a championship. We have enough talent to win a championship. Right? Do we have enough continuity? Do we have time together? Like, there's a lot of things we can look at. Do we have like the right leadership in place? Do we have to add some little pieces around that? It's not like we don't have people that can score the ball, not that play defense and have one champ. Like, we have all the things. And so how fixable is it? And I mean, if I read the media, I would think we have a lot of problems. But luckily I get to spend time with, you know, the best players in the world, in my opinion, the best coaches, GMs, see like all these people, and I get to spend time with our people and say, we're in really great shape, and I wouldn't trade our team or our situation for anyone else's, except for I'd like to be playing right now.
What? Who is he lying to? Is he lying? Well, he's lying to himself. Is he trying to spin this to the public? Like, why in the hell would other general managers want your team, and your team just got swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves? Like, I could think about the teams that are playing right now, that are actually playing basketball. He said this at the end of the conversation, end of the statement. Yeah. I'd like to be playing right now. There are teams playing right now. You lost. And it's not that everybody, the media, the national media. Look at the team, bruh. Look at the stats. Look at the numbers. Look at the results. Look at the records. Look at the games played. You talk about the future and having a window of time. Nobody's getting any younger. Kevin Durant isn't getting younger. Bradley Beal isn't getting younger. Devin Booker, he's the youngest. I think he's like 27. He ain't getting younger. These guys aren't going to get better. And when you're paying them all of this damn money between the three of them, 47, 40, 50, 50, 50. When they're making almost all the damn money on the team, how are you going to fill the team out? Where are you getting assets from? How are you going to plug this hole? How are you going to fix it? He's delusional. You're lying to yourself and the fans. That's why owners don't need to talk. Just let the GM, let the boss talk. Let James Jones talk. A matter of fact, James Jones did speak, and I don't know if what he said made any sense either.
Figure out how to maximize Kevin Durant. No one's done it yet. I believe we'll be the first team to do it, because if we can maximize him, we can maximize our entire roster. We're a better team. But that's not an issue. I think Kevin had a phenomenal season this year offensively. I think there's a stretch. He has some of the best stretches of his career this year. So it wasn't an offensive thing. It wasn't just a utilization or a usage thing. It was just the totality of figuring out when and where and how to do it together. We just could not get on the same page. We ran out of time. But I think if you ask Kevin, he'll tell you. Kevin enjoys playing the game. We enjoy him playing the game. And when he's playing at the highest level, he makes us a really, really good team, and we're damn near unbeatable.
What? Did he say we have to use Kevin Durant and nobody else has used Kevin Durant? Hickey, do they need to be drug tested in Arizona?
I mean, the last 2 minutes, I'm speechless. Like, truly shocked of just what, like, their perception of the team versus the reality. Like, they are acting like they lost in the NBA Finals in Game 7. Not getting swept in the first round of the playoffs. Not winning a game with all three of your stars healthy. Not playing great, but all three are healthy and on the floor. It's wild.
He said that there's a bunch of teams, all the other teams almost just about would want our roster. We got to just fix a thing here. Like, what a... This is BS. Like, he's selling BS to the fans. And come on now, there's not a... Well, there may be. It may be a couple of delusional fans, and I don't want to speak for everybody in Arizona. They can't be falling for this crap, can they? Like, they gotta be shaking their heads at this nonsense. Hickey, they can't believe this.
I mean, the GM called this team unbeatable as they got swept. The fans are not, they're not stupid. They see exactly, I mean, what they just saw last, it wasn't like this was 5 months ago. It was last week. It is fresh on the brain. They're not dumb.
So let's walk this through here, right? Frank Vogel gets fired. They replace him with whoever. What happens next? Kevin Durant wants to be traded in February? Is that what's next, huh?
And then Bradley Beal tries to follow him out, but with his no trade clause, he only forces his way to like one or two teams, so you get no value. And then Devin Booker, when he looks around and realizes I have no talent and also no avenues of getting better, probably does the same thing.
I need to go, yeah. You think this takes a year, 2 years?
I'll say, I think the process starts this time next year.
Oh, wow. Damn. Speaking of next year, the Milwaukee Bucks are getting ready for next year. Chris Middleton looks like he has tears in his eyes. Giannis knows the season is over. Damian Lillard is like, damn. The Bucks are losing to Indiana. 114-94. The Pacers getting ready to wipe out the Bucks. There's about 2.5 minutes left in the game. The Milwaukee Bucks season, it's about to be over. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. The Knicks and the Sixers are getting ready to play next. Don't move.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.